And he comes in. Ron Wotus, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing well now. I feel real good. I'm a little disappointed earlier this morning that I didn't have time to come on with you before the game, but maybe the extra preparation helped.
All right. I'm just talking to Bobby Evans here. Bobby, can you join us on the in the bunker here in about 10 or 15 minutes, or how are you doing for time? Phone. All right. The phone. I've just got our bench coaches on right now, and we're trying to schedule everybody and the general manager. Always a pleasure. We will call you in about 15, 20 minutes. Thank you. All right. That is the general manager who's just leaving the bunker. Well, it's kind of crazy. I feel like I'm in the middle of the celebration here.
Yeah, well, it's always exciting. It never gets old. You know, just last week we were crossing our fingers, hoping we could play well enough and to get in. And when you do it, everybody's certainly excited. There's no playoff game with St. Louis. Now we can relax a little bit and prepare for the New York game on Wednesday.
All right, so it's Madison Bumgarner on Wednesday, and I'm just looking at the numbers at Citi Field. But even more importantly, there's just no one else you give the ball to in a game like that, is there?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know how you could consider if Bum is on his normal rest, why he wouldn't get the ball. I mean, obviously you can make an argument as good as Johnny Cueto's been to give him the ball. But Bum's lined up for this. He's done it before. We've seen what he's done in the postseason. And I coming home, I was listening to your show and heard the numbers that he has in Citi Field. So, no, he's our guy. I can't imagine anybody else taking the mound for that game.
And what about Syndergaard? And I know you're going to do the workup for the game, and I'm looking at thinking about the game he pitched here and then the game there. People run on him. You got to take it the other way. What does Syndergaard bring to the table? Because this is one of the, you know, here we go again. It's one game, and then the road really starts, but you got to win that one game, and he's the guy you got to get past.
Yeah, well, he's extremely tough. There's no question about it. You know, back when we played Pittsburgh, we were fortunate not to get their one or two guy. We got their three guy and Volquez. And going into this game, you can make the argument that I don't know where Syndergaard lined up in the rotation when they have Harvey and DeGrom, but he's certainly a number one. So he's extremely difficult. Obviously, he throws hard. He's got power stuff, so he can make mistakes in the zone. You know, we tried to run on him at home early in the year. Teams ran on him a lot, but he did make some adjustments. He was a little quicker to the plate. And the problem is you don't get that many base runners. So, you know, you want to be aggressive and take chances. But when you're not getting many opportunities on base, you just don't want to run into an out either. So it's gonna be a tough game.
Very good. Very well said. Now, that's why you're the professor. What happened on the squeeze play today with Joe Panik and Matt Moore? What was going on there?
Yeah, you know, I'm not completely sure. I didn't ask Boach about it, whether it was a later break, whether it was a safety or a suicide squeeze. So I didn't get into it. You know, Stan came up following that and got the big hit, and we just let it be. But that was a big knock by Span to knock in those two runs.
How do you like his defense today in center field? And, of course, you know, this is a guy who's been there before. And there's I always say in September, you know, my thing, the pros take over in September. And there's just something about this guy. And I know he's hit a lot of ground balls to second. But today, huge hits today. But defensively, I mean, this guy just looked like Willie Mays today.
Yeah, you know, we had a little bit of a cushion. But when you don't, those plays have to be made. And even looking into the ninth inning, you know, the first guy got on base. And I know we have the cushion with the lead with the six runs. But if that ball gets in the gap, now you get two guys on and nobody out. Nobody wants that. That was a tremendous catch. He was playing in right center, went a long way for it. And, you know, everybody seemed to turn it up a notch this week, and hopefully we can continue this into the playoffs.
What about the catch on Peterson's ball? Because, you know, the three-run homer there makes it a 5-4 game at that point.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, you said it. He played a good center field today, and, you know, Boach has done a good job using everybody here in this last month. You know, we've been able to get Gorky's in there a little bit, and Tomlinson has played. And, you know, when you're a regular, you don't always like being out of the lineup. You want to be in there every day. But sometimes this pays off for you. Guys are fresh. You know, you're not run down at this point in the year. Now going through the playoffs, if we can get through the wild card, you do play a couple games and have a day off. So it's important to be fresh, and I thought our guys were fresh here at the end, and it showed in their performance this past week.
Connor Gillespie, how about, and you've been a very big proponent of him. You know, we've done the shows all year long, and you've been a big proponent of Connor Gillespie and the way he approaches the game. And, boy, his last month, how about that?
I'm real happy for Connor. You know, I was telling Dave Fleming, I think, that, you know, after the game, obviously he was very excited. He hasn't been through this. He hasn't had a chance to get into the playoffs and show what he can do. And, you know, he's got a special place in my heart. Look, he was here as a young player. We drafted him and then was traded away and was a regular for the White Sox. Everybody listening knows the story. But, no, he's got a special place. He's come back to us. He's worked extremely hard on his defense and as hard as any player I've ever had here to try to improve his game. He always could hit. But to go up and do what he's done and as a role player for us has been just what we needed. And then to be thrown into the starting job here this last week against right-handers and delivering the way he did, he's done a very, very good job for us, no doubt about it.
Yeah, huge hits. I mean, and line drive shots. He's not blooping them in. I mean, he's hitting the ball hard. And the catch he made today when he went into the camera well, how about that?
Yeah, no, great catch. I mean, you know, Connor's a team guy. I mean, he's going to do whatever it takes to win the game. You know, he's got such a good attitude. You know, he's been a regular, of course, and then he was out of a job, and here he comes back having another opportunity. So he's lived a little. You know, he appreciates being on the field and getting the chance, and he would have dove into the stands to catch that ball. I'm just happy he didn't get hurt. And, you know, the other thing about it is watching him hit. You know, the opposing managers have a lot of respect for him. He gets walked an awful lot. They can see his approach at the plate. And he's just a very, very good hitter, and he's done a good job in a limited role.
I love it. I love it because the bench now is, you know, the bench is making a little noise now because Tomlinson has got the stroke, you know that. And now Gillespie, and you got Gorky's in there, and Trevor Brown is still, you know, a guy that can be put in the game. You know, you're getting a little action off the bench now, which is important as you get into this part of the year.
No, you're right, and these guys have really delivered, and, you know, that could be the difference in the game, a pinch hit. You know, you're hitting for the pitcher, or they make a move, we make a move. Tomlinson, Gillespie, these guys have done a good job, so... Yeah. That could be the difference. So we're glad we got him some playing time, and everybody should be ready to go.
All right, very good. No, I think those are things, you know, you like to see how the big picture looks out because sometimes you just can't always get the big boy. I always say the big guys who get the money have to produce now, but sometimes you look at the history of postseason baseball, and you know you've been through it. It's the guys you don't expect, the bunt by Blanco or something like that that turns
right.
A game around.
Right, yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you want your big guys to deliver, but it seems like there's always somebody comes up big or key hit, key play in the game could be the difference. So we feel good about ourselves. We played well, and we got 2 days off and look forward to getting in New York.
Well, I want to let you go. I know you're having a good night tonight, and enjoy the celebration of getting through this marathon, which we all are so glad to just get through this part of the 162. But two guys I want to comment on, and one is Angel Pagan. And I realize, you know, he's had some injuries, he's back and forth, but he's got that attitude, whatever it may be. And I thought yesterday, Angel Pagan behind Ty Block, who pitched a great game, Angel Pagan came up huge for the team.
Yeah, he did. You know, as we said earlier, we were talking, it seems like everybody is really up their game and rose to the occasion. Angel, big hits, big plays. Big play on the fan that interfered the game. Everybody's talking about that with the takedown. Yeah, and that's
hey, where
you
were
need.
You
that's
in that?
You
how, come, when you, how come you didn't come out on that?
Well, you know, shoot, I thought Bum was going to hit him, and then Buster gave him a little push, and he did the flop. I'm glad he didn't come over by us because I wanted no part of the flowers, but Angel took care of it for us.
But a home run and big hit? Really?
Yeah, no, he's come through, and I'm happy for Angel, happy for our guys, obviously. You know, you look back a couple weeks ago, the way we were playing, you know, you were crossing your fingers that we were going to be able to get in. So
right.
We got a lot of work ahead of us. We've got it accomplished today, and everybody's looking forward to
all
it.
Right, the other guy is Belt, and you got him in the two spot now, which is one of those analytical things. You know, a big first baseman hitting second, but he's getting on, and he's driving the ball. Hitting second, maybe it agrees with him.
Yeah, well, one of his strengths is his on-base percentage. He had 100 walks. There's not many guys in the game that have done that. And again, another guy that's producing at the right time. Looks like the move to the second hole is definitely paying off. He's been swinging the bat well, and also getting his walks. So, you know, our lineup is set up very, very well, and these guys have been scoring some runs. So it's been a good move for us.
Boy, I like it. Very good. Ron Wotus with us. All right, we're going to make you the professor for one last time in the regular season. And a lot of balls were going down the right field line, being thrown away. What's the responsibility of the outfielder as soon as a ball is thrown near first base? Is that outfielder supposed to be breaking that way? What happens?
Yeah, well, hey, look, Marty, you never want to spectate on a baseball field, right? If you're just watching a play, you really have somewhere to go. And, yeah, the right fielder should move in that direction. You know, on a throw from the left side, he should move that way. Second baseman should move that way. The catcher with nobody on should move that way. You know, everybody, the catcher usually doesn't get involved in that throw, but they'll kind of move along that position. But the main responsibility would be the right fielder and the second baseman.
All right, very good. That's the professor. You had to do one more session with us in the regular season. So, hey, always a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, and I realize Dave Fleming has got you now, you know, for every level now. He's got you. You know, but
yeah, well, he caught me after the game today. So, hey, I've enjoyed it, Marty. Sorry we didn't get to talk this morning. I'm glad we had a talk after the game. And keep up the good work. I'm loving the show.
Pleasure. Thanks, Will. Thanks. Best to Lori.
You
and have a
it.
Great week of baseball. I'll be following you. Thank you.
All right. You got it.
All right. That is the bench coach of the Giants, Ron Wotus. More coming up right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.